理课堂听 class.com。
Previously on Prison Break.
What you're doing up there in the infirmary? I just got to do what we're doing here.
4 days from now, on the night of the escape, we'll have 18 minutes to get the bars off the infirmary window, and for all seven of us to get across the wire and over the wall.
Is that doable?
Of course.
Marty Cruz, it's me. Baby, what the hell's going on?
Yeah, well, Hector says that you can serve your full sentence.
What are you doing here? Where's Marty Cruz?
She's not going to be coming around here anymore.
He's a joke, right?
She's with me now.
I just need to know what Michael Schofield wanted from you in exchange for the green card.
Why would you need a credit card in prison?
If I'd have known that this is how this whole thing was going to turn out, I'd have gotten some crap job with the feds.
Keep talking like that, I'm going to be forced to put a bullet in your head.
I need to get out, but I still got my life.
Daddy, Daddy!
Things have changed. I want in.
So?
We've got too many people. I've done the math. You're one of the last to go.
Sorry to keep you waiting.
Oh, it's not a problem.
Impressive resume.
Thank you.
Tell me why you chose to pursue a career in engineering.
Well, I've always been interested in structure, geometry, how things fit together, how an object that performs a function can also be a work of art.
What about the future? Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
One suit, black.
Baby boy all growed up yet? Oh, he's gonna raise hell in the next few years. Take after his mama. Yeah, you know, same old same up here. But, things are getting pretty tense. Like they're fixing to collide, you know what I mean, Jimmy? There's a potential situation.
I found our access to the infirmary building, but I'm going to need some time to make it work.
How much time?
Enough for me to find my way up a 20-foot vertical drain pipe without using a ladder. I'll probably need to skip PI tomorrow if I want to get this thing done.
You can't just skip it. It ain't class. What if one of the bulls decide to drop out?
Well, I don't have a choice, do I? Once we get through the pipe below the guards room, be a whole lot easier. I can come and go without using the door, and with Westmoreland as a lookout, we'll have one more man available for digging.
Westmoreland's gonna be a problem. All seven of us can't break over that wall in 18 minutes. You said it yourself. It's impossible. Listen, man, I'm telling you, one of us has got to take a hike.
I know.
Mind if I share that with the rest of the class? Apparently, college boy here did the math. Figured out that we got too many clowns in the car. So one of us is in here digging. But his seat ain't guaranteed.
As is your problem, huh?
He doesn't know what he's talking about.
I'm not gonna dig if I'm not gonna go.
We need to make a decision on who gets cut.
Well, I think we all can agree that should be right.
Pardon me for interrupting. But what's that smell? It smells a little like conspiracy.
We need to get back to work.
Yeah, before you do, I have an announcement to make. I've been growing leery the way y'all talk, like I'm a lesser man. So I bought an insurance policy. I called up my guy on the outside and I told him about our plan. And I told him in all likelihood I'll be seeing him next week. But if he don't hear from me 5 minutes before the escape and 20 minutes after, I told him to call up the warden and blow the whistle on the whole thing. So if you all got ideas about getting rid of me, I suggest you make other plans.
For this.
Odd man out. Me and you.
What do you mean?
Look who you're walking with right now. You should be up there, calling the shots with the rest of the suits.
Yeah? So?
So? You know, Schofield is only here for one reason. His brother. And he only needs two things. The old man's money and the mob boss's plane. He don't need you. You just happened to be in the same cell when he got here. You in the toilet.
I've done a lot of work on this thing.
Exactly. And me too.
You were just the damn laborers on this thing, man. And the night that Fish goes into that hole, you think he wants to carry all that extra baggage? Because that's all we are.
I don't know about you, but I'm going.
How much does he tell you anyways? Or does he keep it all to himself? Yeah, he probably tells you. The less you know, the better, right?
You don't know what you're talking about. He tells me everything.
If he tells you everything, then you don't need him. Now we can go by ourselves. Me and you. Or, you know, you can wait and see if Schofield really wants to carry heavy weight. It's up to you, Bobby.
Yo, still waiting.
What for?
I swiped you that watch, man. Where's my PI?
That's not gonna happen.
You promised.
I said I'd think about it. Maybe somewhere down the road.
Yeah, ain't gonna hold my breath.
What do you want me to do?
Get somebody now!
No, they see a bullet, they're gonna call the cops.
We don't have a choice, okay? I'm not gonna let
you
die.
Find it.
What?
The bullet, just find it and dig it out.
I can't.
Do it!
Schofield. There you are.
Just looked for you in your cell. Couldn't find you anyplace.
Couldn't find your credit card either.
You know the one I'm talking about?
The one your whore wife trunked in the other day. She told me all about it. Maybe whore is too strong. What do you call a girl who married a felon to get into the United States?
What'd you have to come here for, anyway?
No strip clubs and was-it-stand?
Officer Bellick.
Captain.
Fine. Do you mind conducting your inquisitions on your own time, please? I have a schedule to maintain.
Excuse me, Doctor.
I was just asking Mr. Schofield about the contraband he had his stripper wife trucked in the other day. But you go ahead. Your job's more important.
He's had it out for me since the day I got here.
Hold still, please.
Sorry. I only married her so she could get her green card.
I saw you coming out of the conjugal room.
It's just business.
You don't have to explain it to me, Michael.
I know. But I want to.
DB. Oh, is that who you is now? I thought you was just a cowboy.
Take a couple of steps back, boy.
You know what I can't understand is why somebody like you wants to get out of here anyway. How you gonna survive, huh? The world's all different now. It's scary. They got computer phones, boobies made out of silicone. You wouldn't know what to do.
I don't have to justify myself to you.
Oh, you're gonna have to. Them old bones just gonna be dragging us down. Maybe I'll just snap a few of them right now.
Take your best shot.
Hey, break it up down there.
Bow out, cowboy. I'm not gonna warn you no more.
Records from the phone in the yard. James Bagwell lives down in Gary.
T-Bag's insurance policy?
Yeah. My guy's gonna lock him up in a moving van for a couple of days until we're in the clear.
Moving van?
Yeah. Don't worry. He can breathe and all. We do it all the time.
What about T-Bag?
He's no longer a threat. Trust me.
You James Bagwell? Got a delivery for you.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
Ma'am?
Yes.
Can I speak with you, please?
Of course. You stay here, okay? Is it gonna be okay?
We don't know yet. He's lost a lot of blood. I was going to call the police, but I wanted to speak with you first. His wound is obviously the product of a gunshot.
You need to be honest with me. What was he doing when he got shot?
He was in the garage underneath his car.
He's in surgery right now. The blood loss has caused his muscle tissue to suffer from a lack of oxygen. He's also sustained a fair amount of damage to his shoulder, and with a bullet, there's always an increased risk of infection, so he's going to have to be admitted. Is there anyone you should call? Any family?
No. It's just me.
All right, well, I'll let you know as soon as he's in recovery.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Are you there yet?
Almost.
You remember, be patient, follow his lead. We want the trifecta today.
Yeah, I'm on it.
I got bad news.
Yeah, like what?
The job you ordered went bad. The guy was paranoid. He had a gun. One thing led to another.
What, he's dead?
Yeah, and unfortunately, there's a kid there.
Hey, what are you talking about? You killed a kid?
It was unintentional.
It's a kid, man.
I know, I'm sorry. SOB used him as a shield.
A boy or a girl?
I don't know.
Boy. How old?
4, maybe 5.
What's the entertainment?
The hell if I know. Some lady.
Baby.
Hi. I came here because I have to tell you something.
What?
I'm pregnant, Fernando.
Pregnant?
With your baby. I'm gonna have your son.
We're gonna have a baby? Oh, yeah, Papa, you hear that? I'm going to be your dad.
I'm not finished.
Well, Mommy, what?
Okay, Hector, he asked me to marry him.
What?
Look, it's crazy, I know.
Well, tell him no. Tell him you're having my son. We're going to be a family.
Fernando, look, my mom, she says that having a baby is the hardest job in the whole world. And it's even harder if I do this by myself. And all I know is I'm really scared. I'm really scared to do this alone.
You're not going to have to.
Well, I haven't told him no yet.
Wait. You're actually considering this.
Oh, baby. I don't know. I don't know.
My God, baby, you got to stop listening to these people. They're poisoning your brain. Your hormone things, they're out of whack. You're not thinking straight. This is our child we're talking about. I want you to listen to me. I want you to wait. I'm going to be out sooner than you think.
You keep on telling me that.
All right. Visiting time is up. Let's go.
Tell me you're going to wait.
Hands off, Sucre.
You're all I got left in the world, baby, please. I love you.
But you learn to love again, right?
Tell him you gotta tell him no, honey.
I don't know. I don't know anything anymore.
Sucre, come on.
My kid's here.
Perfect. Follow him back to the lawyers. Call me back.
Thank you.
are you going?
I'll be back in 10 minutes.
What do you have to do?
It's complicated. I can't explain. But if it works, you'll see soon enough.
I want to go with you. I want to see you now.
Someone has to stay here. I need a lookout.
I'm always on lookout.
You're my cellmate. Who else is going to do it? I'll be back in 10 minutes, okay? Okay.
Lined up for tomorrow. Where do you want him? John. Tomorrow, where do you want Teabag? In the shop or in the shed?
I don't care. You decide.
Thank God. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. She didn't do anything. She didn't deserve this.
These were seriously hard to get. What you need them for anyway?
None of your business. Thank you for waiting, Theodore. I don't mean to deny your time in the yard.
What's this all about?
I'm afraid I have some terrible news. You're... Cousin James was shot and killed in his home yesterday. His son, James Jr., was killed as well. I'm very, very sorry.
What does it mean? My chosen? Of what?
Often the Lord appears when you're in particular need of forgiveness.
Maybe that's what's happening right now.
John, it's never too late. If you agree to accept Christ into your heart and turn from your sin, he will forgive you and save you in eternity. Do you agree? Revelation chapter 3, verse 20. Jesus said, "Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in to him."
I got to the infirmary building last night through the oil sewer pipe. It's the same pipe that runs into the guards room. That's all I know.
It's the little thumbsucker that swiped my watch.
Who? Tweener?
Solid gold. I took it right off my arm. It was a half hour before I even noticed it.
Whose was it in the first place? I don't care if you stole it, you can tell me.
Michael Schofield. What are you looking at?
I'll be right around the corner.